Okay.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free. The number is 855-450-FREE, and it's brought to you by SACL CAI, 1-855-450-3733. Join us online at freetalklive.com. With you tonight, it's Ian.
Johnny Ray.
And Mark.
855-450-FREE. We're going to give you, Johnny Ray and I had an experience today at the local courthouse that... Well, I think we wanted to share a bit of, so we'll get to that here in a moment. But Clyde and Pete are on the line calling from North Carolina. A couple other guys that have had a little bit of experience in a courthouse and a courtroom. Good evening, gents.
Good evening. Howdy.
Hey, it's Pete from Pete Air from copblock.org and Clyde Voluntarius from nevertakeaplea.com. Is it, Clyde?
Yes, both of us here. We were just calling in because we have an announcement to make.
Who?
Right across the street from the Teen Activist Center is a house that was up for sale, and we made an offer on it, and that offer has now been accepted.
Congratulations. That's pretty exciting.
Yep. Teen. Pretty fun.
Keen needs more Pete and more Clyde.
Yes,
back.
Absolutely.
Going to create the Liberty Ghetto.
Now, as I understand it, you are working with the Porcupine real estate agent, Mark Warden, who is
Yeah, he was absolutely awesome. The best experience I've ever had with any real estate agent, bar none.
Wow, that's quite an endorsement. Mark, make a note of that one.
Bar none, gotcha.
Mark Warden's been a longtime sponsor of this program. He's also a state rep who's running for re-election this year. And
Goffstown.
Yeah, in Goffstown. He's really, not just a great realtor, but a great all-around activist. He's a real get-out-there kind of guy. And, you know, one of the few state reps who will actually show up at a 420 celebration. He doesn't partake, but, you know, it's pretty rare that you see a state rep kind of guy showing up at something like that to show support. So just an all-around really supportive activist. So that's really exciting. I know that y'all have the inspector coming over tomorrow, so the ball is rolling on that.
That pretty much is the only thing standing between us and the closing. The closing date is in just a few weeks, actually.
That's pretty awesome. And so I imagine that that will give more people the opportunity to come up here. The more it seems like anybody that rents out rooms to liberty activists who are moving to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, they don't seem to have too much trouble filling them in the more busy areas like Manchester or Keene, for instance. I just put the word out that you're looking to fill some rooms up, and people who've been looking to rent a room will all of a sudden seem to move up their plans or, you know, connect with you at just the right time to get up here. I know Johnny Ray's looking for a place right now.
That's right.
In fact. So that's exciting. Awesome. And, Mark, you kind of made an offhand comment about a ghetto. What was that
about? Liberty ghetto. You're going to have a bunch of Liberty houses in one place.
Yeah, the ghetto's kind of like a negative connotation, right?
Then clean your house.
My house is pretty clean. Are you suggesting my house is not clean?
It's for the outside.
Are you suggesting it's not clean on
it's
the inside?
It's a mess. The paint's peeling and all that stuff. No, you've got a nice house on the inside.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah, I just put a new roof on, too, so
looks good.
Got a lot of comments on it from the neighbors, from what I understand. Anyway, good news, guys. So what else is going on in your world?
Oh, that's it. I mean, that was a lot that's been going on the last few weeks. But I kind of like your term better, Ian, the Free Street Project.
Street project. But if somebody buys something on the other end of the other street that connects, then, you know, then they're out.
It could be the Free Streets Project.
Free Block Project.
Yeah.
Nice.
I think that would be really cool. Like, if liberty-minded people actually move together in one localized area.
What's the value in it?
Well, the value is that you're there and you can kind of keep an eye on each other's houses.
That's
like,
the value.
Can you imagine the police show up? They already don't like being here because the Keene Activity Center is here next to the LRN.FM studios. And it's usually got some activists in it. And so, therefore, the police, when they show up, will tend to come over to the LRN.FM studios just because they don't think there are as many people here, and they'll deliver a notice that they want to deliver to somebody over the activist center, but they won't because they don't want to go over there. And so then you get a situation where the police show up, and then you've got people pouring out of their front doors all down the neighborhood. They're definitely not going to want to deal with a situation like that. So maybe this will be the beginning of a project like that, Clyde.
Yeah, the Free Street Project seems would be a microcosm of the Free State Project, of the ideal of the Free State Project, and it would be super concentration.
Well, you know, the Free State Project has value in that it is taking over this artificial entity called a state, or at least intending to, you know, use the powers imbued in this state. Whereas streets, blocks, cities, counties, these entities don't have those same kind of that same kind of autonomy.
Well, I don't think that the reason is to seek power. I think the reason is to create a community.
Right. I think that what you mentioned is great. I mean, when you're talking about being able to watch over each other's houses, that's strong.
I mean, that's not the only reason, but just to have the community and have people close together, I think there's a lot of value. Do you guys agree with that?
Oh, definitely. I'm looking forward to being a good neighbor, you know, interacting with people in the neighborhood, in the community, and helping out, you know, maybe helping people less able to, you know, I don't know, mow their lawn or shovel their driveway or just help out, like carry stuff for them, do whatever I can do to just be a good neighbor. You know, I'll be there, so I'm looking forward to really solidifying those ties and you know, let them see that, hey, this is a decent person, and, you know, maybe from there they'll be a little more receptive or open-minded to maybe considering some of the views that I might try to share with them.
You have a neighborhood where when your neighbor is having a party that's a little too loud because you've got to get up early the next morning, have a street where instead of calling the police on the guy, you walk next door, knock on the door, and say, hey, this is can you please quieten it down a little bit?
Yeah, that'd be nice to have.
A real neighborliness.
Yeah, or even before that, just go next door and say, hey, next week I'm having a party. If it gets too loud, I'm like, here's my phone number, and just be proactive.
Damn, thinking two moves ahead.
Or you could just have a block party as well and involve the entire neighborhood.
But wait, whoa, that doesn't work out for me because I got to get up early the next morning.
Well, it depends.
Use earplugs.
Depends on how late the block party goes. Now, there's actually a neighbor around here who, I guess he called me one day and left a message. And he didn't leave his name. He said, Ian, it's one of your neighbors. And then he went on to say, a couple of your morons are outside yelling at each other in the street as though they're my people and I'm in control of them or something like that. And I looked up his number because I had his number and I did a reverse phone search on him and I found out which neighbor it was. I called back. He didn't answer the call. And I left a message saying, hey, it's Ian Freeman. I was returning your call from earlier. I'd like to know a little bit more about the situation with people allegedly yelling. I said, it doesn't sound like anything my tenants would do, so I'd like to know a little bit more about that if you could call me back. And I left my number. He never called back, so I went to the Keene Activity Center and asked the management there, you know, if they knew anything about this, because I hadn't heard it. It was supposedly at, you know, 4 o'clock in the afternoon. And they knew immediately who it was, and they said that Amish Paul and his son were getting into an argument out front. His son has since left the area. But, you know, people sometimes get into arguments. Sometimes human beings do that, especially people in some families. You know, they're more likely to do that sort of thing.
And they had a radio program together.
Amish Paul had, but we've never yelled at each other outside, Mark. But
not
Amish
much.
Paul had, I had offered to apologize to this neighbor, and I said, that's absolutely the right thing to do. Appreciate, you know, you being willing to do that. And apparently when he went over there, he says that this guy just unloaded on him and claimed that, oh, it's because of the Keene Activity Center is why property values are going down in the area, and that all the neighbors are talking about it, and that next time he's going to call the police, and et cetera, which is just ridiculous. I mean, the Keene Activity Center is a relatively new development, and property values have been going down since long before it's existence in this area. But there is an interesting point to that, and that is that activism or activists moving together into an intentional community like this could very well upset the statist-minded folks in the area to the point where they might just move out, and having more houses on the market could draw the prices of the houses down, creating sort of a ghetto effect, as Mark had suggested earlier. But that would be a good thing for us because it would put more houses in the reach of the average activist to purchase. So it may actually create a negative effect on status, but a drawing effect on liberty-minded folks.
Right. I hope our president has a positive externality for the neighborhood.
I, hope so, too. I mean, when I've talked to the neighbors, for the most part, they have not been nasty to me. There's just this one guy who only said something to someone else. So I'm only going on hearsay. I don't know if, you know, what story Paul was telling was really accurate as to how he recalled it or what actually happened. Anyway, guys, look forward to seeing you up here sooner rather than later, and congratulations on having the offer accepted on the house. Appreciate the update. That's Pete from CopBlock.org and Clyde. More coming up.
A few months back, our neighbor's house was broken into. They took some cash, some jewelry, you know, stuff that can be replaced. But we needed peace of mind, so we decided to get a security system. Mark's company has Protection One, and they do home security too, so we figured they'd be perfect for us. Over 1 million people trust them for home security, so they're obviously doing something right. But the best part, there's always a live person when you call Protection One. That's definite peace of mind.
Act now to protect your family. Go to protectionone.com/99 to see how you can get security plus home automation for only $99. That's protectionone.com/99. Or call 855-872-9368 for details. That's 855-872-9368. Protect and connect your home with Protection One. Call 855-872-9368. 855-872-9368.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we have all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is, you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food cost. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day. Unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control. Toll free. 855-453. The SACL CAI toll free line. 1-855-450-3733. You can join us online over at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that are waiting for you there. We've got a lot of them, including archives. Click and download. You can have archives going all the way back to late 2006. And they are all completely free. So go to freetalklive.com. We've got the latest 7 days right at the top of the page. And then if you click over on the left-hand side under Listen and Share, click on the SoundCloud link. That will take you to years' worth of the archives. Or just go to soundcloud.freetalklive.com. It's a quick little shortcut. That'll get you right to where you're looking to go. And download whatever you want. They're all completely free. Freetalklive.com.
SACL CAI has a full-orbed approach to account recovery. Excuse me. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged off receivables. SACL knows that the way they treat your customer reflects on you. Their staff is respectful, they record every call, and they have the best equipment money can buy so that your business is handled as efficiently as possible. You can see their banner at freetalklive.com. It's the top one on the right-hand side of the page. It's SACL CAI.
All right, let's continue here. I'm pretty jazzed about the news that Clyde and Pete just announced here a moment ago, because one of the things that the Liberty Movement in New Hampshire really needs, and certainly over in the Keene area, are more investors. I mean, I can count the number of investors, like people with the money to buy a house, on one hand in this area. I don't know if it's that much better in places like Manchester. I'm not, you know, too clear on how many folks out there are buying houses. But also, it kind of makes sense. You know, the people that are going to move earlier in this movement, this migration of people from across the country and around the world to move all into one place to get active, the people that are going to move sooner than later are the ones without as many strings, the ones without the business to clean up and to move and or sell, or the house to sell somewhere else in the country, or the family that they have to move, or whatever. You know, a lot of people that are a little bit more tied down in certain areas, they're going to be the ones that take longer to move. And I know that somebody like Clyde has been looking and interested in it for quite a while, and so he's finally managed to get the deal he was looking for.
Back in 2008, I was just like paper, man, like trash.
Just blowing in the wind.
Yeah.
Are you a little bit better off now than you were back then?
I am. I'm better off materially, and mostly I'm better off because I am in the heart of the most credible agent for change in the whole world, I think.
You're talking about the Free State Project?
I'm talking about the Free State Project. I'm talking about Free Talk Live. I am so much happier because I'm pursuing ends that are consistent with values, with my own values. And I think the world is screwed up. I've talked about this creepy collectivism that has pervaded our culture. And this place has got supermen and superwomen. And this is where I want to be, if only for the fun of it.
You know what? I agree with that. You know, even if some of the conspiracy-minded folks out there will say, well, I don't want to go to the Free State Project. They might roll in tanks. Or
they'll
an assassination campaign.
I haven't heard that in years.
That's still one of the concerns.
With the Free State Project in place for almost going on a decade now.
You could argue that we're not effective enough, and that once we become effective enough, that's when the assassination campaign will begin. Some people do believe this. You know, you go over and look at a place like the Ron Paul forums, and the people that are new to the idea of the Free State Project, they will come up with that that objection. Like, they're going to roll, they're going to nuke the place. Well, you know what? If that's the case, at least we had fun before
if
the nuke dropped.
If there was a liberty movement going on in the United States, a la the Ron Paul campaign actually doing something besides turning people on to the ideas of liberty, if things were really happening and an assassination campaign was going to be put into play, you don't need all to be in one state for that to happen. I mean, if nefarious black ops agency XYZ wants to do a black op assassination against liberty activists, they don't care if you're in Texas, California, Florida, or Utah.
Yeah, but they tend to believe that concentrating activism is more likely to be
successful.
Make it that you'll be targeted.
And it's more likely that you'll be successful. So therefore, it would be necessary to target you.
That's what they believe. Yeah.
Okay. So it's
a fear of success.
Yeah. It's a statement about success.
Right. They're afraid because it's easy to be a liberty activist when all you do is complain and get together every once in a while with your buddies.
Why do it? And, why not just be happy?
Bitch over drinks.
Why care about the ideas of liberty at that point?
What do you mean? If you can't have any effect on them?
Yeah, if you can't. Yeah. I mean, you can. It's got to be really frustrating to listen to Free Talk Live, hear the news stories about the government's, depredations in certain areas.
Yeah.
And not want to do anything about it.
If the feds ever dared to assassinate Johnny Ray, the country would rise in anger.
Let's go to Cecilia. I hope you're right. Let's go to Cecilia. She's listening in our very own Keene, New Hampshire. Hey, Cecilia.
Hey, Ian.
Hey, it's Cecilia from ladiesinkeene.com. We were out on the streets with you today in the courthouse.
Yeah, I heard you guys were talk about it, so I'm going to call in.
All right. Well, we hadn't started talking about it, so why were we in the courthouse today?
Well, they installed a new checkpoint downstairs in City Hall because the court is on the second floor during the day.
Right. The City Hall building has held the district courthouse in this area for as long as I've lived here. I don't know how many years it's been in that building, but I believe it's several before when I moved here back in 2006. And it's always just been up on the second floor. They got a little security checkpoint up there where they wave wands around people and pat you down. But today, for some reason, after all these years, they've decided they're going to move the security checkpoint to the first floor of the city building. Take up approximately a quarter of the entirety of the first floor of the building with their lobby with the security apparatus.
It's not like there's really anything going on in the lobby except some sort of historical stuff in cases.
Well, but now what they've effectively done is they're now screening everyone who's attempting to get up the stairs or the elevator in the building, meaning now everyone who is going up on city business is being screened for weapons, which to me seems like it could be illegal. Like, you know, the idea is that there aren't supposed to be prohibitions on being able to carry a weapon into a municipal office. There are prohibitions on carrying weapons into courtrooms, but not into municipal offices. But this is having the effect of banning people from open carrying, for instance, right up into, or even concealed carrying, up into, to the city of zoning assessor's office or wherever.
Yeah, totally. And what I find interesting is, I think Daryl asked the question to the bailiff that, you know, if there'd still be a checkpoint upstairs. He's like, oh, no, there's not going to be a checkpoint, but if we think you might have gotten through security with something, then we might pull you aside and talk to you.
Mm-hmm.
So to me, it sounds like that could be like the TSA was pulling you out of line to get on your flight. We're going to check you out. We're going to see what's going on over here, but you've already been checked. That's silly to me.
The good news is they are not cracking down on cameras on the first floor. One of the problems we've had here in Keene is over the years they've made several arrests on the second floor of the building. Now, just to clarify how this is set up, the way it used to be is you'd walk into the second floor court lobby. If you go off to the right, there's a door on the right that'll take you to some more city offices. If you go off to the left, you go into the courtroom area of the second floor. So the second floor is divvied up between courtroom and clerk office and then the rest of the city offices. So it used to be that if you had a video camera out in that court lobby, your butt would be arrested. And our friend Derek J has been arrested for it. Sam Dodson, who formerly was a co-host of the show, has been arrested for it. Dave Ridley from RidleyReport.com has been arrested for it. Multiple people have been threatened over it. And so I was pleased to see that they were not threatening people who were entering the first floor with video cameras, as I did today, and you did as well. There's more to say about this. You're welcome to stick with us to continue the conversation, Cecilia. And Cecilia from ladiesinkeene.com. There's more coming up here. You can take control. It's Free Talk Live.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
In a coming apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code radio to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we have waiting for you there. Once again, freetalklive.com, and those features include the mobile site. Go to m, as in mobile, .freetalklive.com for quick access to our live streams, the software you'll need to tune them in. All of it is free. Also, the podcast is reachable from there as well. Go to m.freetalklive.com and tell me about the Bitcoin, Mark.
Bitcoin is an online currency. It's peer-to-peer and open source. It's, you know, basically money for the internet. You can send and receive money with bitcoins without paying any fees. It happens very quickly. I wouldn't call it instantaneous. And it's a really great service. And it really allows you to have control over your own money rather than banking institutions and governments and things like this. I mean, essentially, when you put your money into, some service to move your money around the world, you're just relying that that service doesn't shut your account down. And there's a lot of horror stories of that happening. Bitcoin, it's not possible. If you're a vendor, you do your chargebacks at your discretion. Bitcoin, there are no third-party chargebacks or anything like that. Also, blockchain.info, which is a company that's sort of affiliated with Bitcoins. Bitcoin's this open-source project, and lots of people have lots of ideas. Blockchain.info offers you an online encrypted wallet. They have apps for Android and jailbroken iPhones. With it, you can send money to people's email accounts. to your Facebook friends or to anyone's cell phone number in just about any country around the world. Bitcoins are amazing, and the projects that they're creating around it are amazing also. You can get your free wallet today at blockchain.info.
All right, so we're going to continue with your calls. Cecilia, by the way, dropped off the line from Ladies in Keene. She was calling to share her observations. And just I wanted to continue this briefly to make sure, Johnny Ray, you got your thoughts out as well, because I know you'd wanted to talk about our interactions today with the friendliest bailiff you might ever meet. Lance is the guy who is his first name is Lance. I believe his last name is Walton. But he's the head of court security for several court areas in New Hampshire, and he's most frequently seen in the Keene District Courthouse being in charge. He's just one of the friendliest bureaucrats you'll come across. He seems to be genuinely concerned that people like him, which a lot of bureaucrats, they just don't care if you like them or not, but in this case he does. And so he's always, you know, cracking a joke. He's always
nice guy.
Yeah, he's always talking about something that he's interested in and striking up a conversation with you. So he was there today when we walked in to check out their new security checkpoint that they had built in the first floor of the city building, essentially expanding the perimeter of the actual courthouse facility down from the second floor to the first floor. This is an unprecedented expansion. It doesn't make any sense as to why they've decided to do this. The claim is that the Supreme Court decided to hand this down as an edict that, you know, thou shalt have more security, thou shalt install this, you know, on the first floor, even though next year they already have plans to build a $10 million courthouse in town. So they've got the security coming. They're going to have, you know, a custom, their own courthouse. They'll have all the security in there they want to have. You can better believe that. But it's strange that after, you know, let's just say a decade that they've been in this building, now all of a sudden in the final year of their stay, now it's necessary to have super strict security that affects the majority of the property. Like, this is there's a third floor to this building that's all city offices. The second floor, about half of the second floor, is city offices. Now you have to get screened for weapons before being able to go up into the city offices. This is unprecedented. And one of the questions I asked, at least to my knowledge, was, do you know of any other city buildings in New Hampshire or town offices wherein you must be screened to go and see and do business with the town bureaucrats? And he did not know of any, and I doubt there are any. So I find that suspicious. It's strange, and it may even be illegal. What were your thoughts, Johnny Ray, on this encounter?
Well, you and Daryl and Cecilia, and am I forgetting anyone?
Kate showed up.
Yes, Kate.
Also from Ladies in Keene.
While you were all interacting with Lance, I was leaning against a pillar. Then I stopped leaning because I thought that was uncouth, maybe disrespectful. But I was playing Andromedian on my phone, so I wasn't I wasn't paying attention to the questions. What I took away from it was the interaction I had with Lance at the end, because Lance has always amazed me with how real and alive he is. He's the most alive bailiff that I've ever run across, and so many people going in there.
He doesn't seem to have a chip on his shoulder. He doesn't seem to have an attitude problem.
He told me that he recycles some of his jokes, which,
well,
that's only
he's got to.
Yeah. Exactly. He processes so many people. But every time I go in there, I hear a new one every time. he's got a million of them, and he reminds me of Rich Paul in that way. Because Rich Paul is a never-ending stream of puns.
Yeah,
and whether you like them or not, Rich Paul's mind is always moving. And usually I do like Rich Paul's humor.
One of our activist friends up here.
Yeah, yeah, but I went over and talked to Lance.
Lance.
Yeah, I complimented him on that, on the very thing about how he's got a million of them, and I haven't heard the same one twice.
Yeah.
And we shook hands at the end of it, and it was beautiful.
That's good. I didn't shake his hand today, but he was kind of standing back from the security checkpoint, and I don't know. I was a little upset that they had expanded their security like this. I was glad that they weren't threatening us over having video cameras on the first floor, because multiple people have been arrested for doing the same thing on the second floor. So that was good to see. It's certainly not good to see the expansion of the security, and that now everyone who has business to do with the city is going to be shaken down. I have a problem with that. Oh, and one of the other things I asked him about was, will the city employees employees be screened on the way into work in the morning? And his answer was, no, they won't. Mm. And the claim is that, well, they've all had background checks done on them. And I said, really, Lance? Are you telling me that no city employee has ever decided to go crazy and shoot their fellow employees? That's never happened before? Because isn't that the idea behind, you know, keeping weapons out is so that somebody can't go on some kind of a rampage and hurt somebody? Who's to say that the, I don't know, hundreds of the hundreded city employees in there, that one of the road crew isn't going to go flip his S and start shooting?
And this is just one more of the, you know, the little grains of sand on the giant scale that shows that they are different than us.
That was the point I was making earlier. This is my evidence.
They believe themselves to be different than us. Right. I don't believe them to be any different. And that's the standard I try to hold city bureaucrats and government bureaucrats to.
No, they're human beings just like the rest of us.
What if this was me? How would this go?
And you go through the checkpoint. Well, they go in the back.
And not even me, because I'm a convicted felon. What would this be like if you were an average individual? Because I understand that I am part of an under class, although it's not obvious to everybody. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's just something I live with and whatever. But, you know, they do not, they believe that anybody coming in is a danger. If you're wearing regular clothes, you're a danger. If you're one of us, you're not a danger. That's what they think, even though the evidence shows differently.
So that's some of the developments here in Keene. And I thought it was also pretty cool that the discussion about this happened about 15 minutes prior to us deciding to go, and the court closes at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, so we headed out there at around 3:30. You happened to be walking down the street at the same time Daryl and I were, so we called you over and said, hey, you want to come with us? You said yes.
I was going to the library at the time.
Yep, and then we sent out a Keene 411 to let folks know what was going on. Cecilia responded. She showed up with Kate. So within about a 20-minute window of time, we had made plans to go to the courthouse and had rounded up four other people basically to come with us. And
that can't be done too many places.
Not in too many places do you have that level of activist response in the middle of the day from folks who are going to step up and come up and do something with you. Loring is calling from Clearwater, Florida. You're on Free Talk Live, Loring.
Hey, how you guys doing? I would imagine there are a lot of gun owners listening, so I just want to say if anyone has an AR-15 or knows someone with an AR-15, ManVentureOutpost.com has P-Mags on sale for $10 right now.
P-Mags, huh?
I guess that's a good deal. Is that why you're telling us about that?
It must be.
Yeah, normally they're about $15 or so, and $10 is about what you would buy one of the stamp steel GI magazines for one of these four. So,
Loring, I don't know if you were calling in for another reason, but that was ManVentureOutpost.com, one of our sponsors. You can hang on if you had something else to say. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
Election Day is fast approaching. As Americans, we're looking to vote in a new batch of Washington's best, brightest, and morally bankrupt flim-flam artists that money can buy. These irresponsible, unaccountable politicians will try to convince us that red is more fashionable than blue, or that blue is superior to red. These hucksters all want us to know that it's okay to bend over for their big business friends. In our hearts, we all know that no matter what color we choose, we're going to get screwed.
Oh, yeah.
The staff at Baba Boom says, let's get screwed in style. From naughty to nice, Baba Boom has all the top brands of adult novelties, DVDs, sexy lingerie, and supplements that will help keep your bedroom heated these cold winter nights. Let Baba Boom help you get your kink on. Prefer to shop naked?
Oh, yeah.
Fulfill even your naughtiest fantasies online at shopbababoom.com. That's shopbababoom.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Tees. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The health-restoring product you're about to hear about is not sold in retail stores, so get ready to write down a website. RNA Drops is an amazing, revolutionary product that is bringing thousands relief from stress, anxiety, depression, COPD, arthritis, high blood sugar, cysts, hair loss in men and women, joint and back pain, heart function, blood pressure, digestive conditions, headaches, and much more. Ready for the website? Remember, RNA Drops is not sold locally, and for a very limited time, you can get a free sample through this website, rnafreesample.com. Pay only shipping and handling for a 30-day supply. I'll repeat that. It's rnafreesample.com or text RNA to 67076. RNA Drops are 100% natural, 100% vegan, safe at every level with no known side effects. So go to rnafreesample.com or text RNA to 67076. Restore your equilibrium and experience stress-relieving power with RNA Drops, the chemical-free superfood.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can bring us what you want. Here in the remaining moments, we'll get your call in. And if we don't, it's no big deal. You can call back tomorrow night. We do this thing 7 nights a week. We are live. So join us at 855-453. That's the toll-free number. That number is brought to you by SACL, CAI, 1-855-450-3733. Let's continue here and go back to your calls, your thoughts. Dave is listening in Montana. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Dave.
Hello. Viva Cannabis, man.
Yes, sir.
Hey, we got 3 inches of snow here today. Winter's knocking on the door.
Wow. That's a huge deal.
Dave, did you have an unusual winter like we did last year? We had an incredibly warm, dry winter. I just remember it being warm and it never snowed.
Yeah, it was. Very few times did it snow in Keene, New Hampshire.
We had the same kind, but up on the mountains we had plenty of snow. I'm an old ski bum, so as long as you could ski, I'm a happy guy.
So, did you call to give us a weather report, Dave, or was there something else on your mind?
I just wanted to say, after watching the debates, I have utter disdain and contempt for my government. And
did you watch the third-party debates?
No, I didn't.
Okay.
I thought you guys were saying that was tonight.
They kept using the word leader, you know, that we need a leader, this and leader,
yeah, the politicians
leader,
themselves.
How are we going to lead this? And the president is not a leader, man. He makes sure that what the people want is carried out and that the Constitution is followed. All of a sudden, the president is turned into some emperor or something like that. I wanted to... They both need to be slapped around, man.
Yeah, I agree with you. I don't want anything to do with being led by any politicians, whether they be federal, state, or local.
That's what America is all about, that we don't have leaders, that the people.
Right. You can lead your own life, supposedly. You are the king of your own domain.
They kept asking about where are they going to get the money for defense and the money for this and the money for that, but not one of them. Not one of them. You know, I'm a simple guy. I'm real simple. I could, you know, I just do things simple. And it's real simple that the Pentagon lost $2.3 trillion. That's a lot of money. $2.3 trillion.
That's a lot.
And it just so happens that where the Pentagon blew up, that big building with five sides and three layers, right where the Pentagon blew up was where all the records of that $2.3 trillion were.
Oops.
Now, well, none of these smart guys want to even find out what happened to that $2.3
trillion. They don't want to find out.
And they're
not
going to
do them any good.
More money and everything. You know,
they'll get it.
Criminals, man. These guys are insane.
I agree completely.
Criminals that don't have one iota of what's going on. All they care about is their power and ripping us off and controlling the world, man. Everywhere have a war is a place where they don't want to take our fractional reserve banking evil system of money. And if they don't take that bank, they get bombed.
Well, and or they have some sort of natural resource that the government's corporate buddies are into.
And another thing, man, you know, 17 states want to release this wonderful, miraculous plant that will feed us, clothe us, house us, make fuel for us, and medicine. And not one word on it, man. 17 states is a lot of votes.
Yeah, a third of the population lives in a state that has
it's
medical...
34% of the states.
Thanks, Dave. I appreciate hearing from you tonight, as always. I agree with the observations as well at 855-450-FREE. These are not people who you should consider your leaders. They are people that want to control you, control your life. And why anybody wants anything to do with the federal government anymore, I don't understand it. Who could possibly want anything they have to offer?
You know, I think that when you frame the federal government as Washington, D.C., the average person doesn't want anything to do with them.
But if you call them the federal government,
when you call it the United States or even the federal government to some extent, but the United States specifically, who wants anything to do with the United States? Well, you're an America hater. But if who wants anything to do with Washington, D.C.?
That's a good point.
You're just sort of the average individual. And I think that many people like a lot of the things. I mean, you know, they like the flag. I like the flag. The flag's pretty. You've been taught to like the flag your whole life. The military, the large majority of people out there is, thinks the military is doing the right thing. I think they do. Though they may disagree with the war, they believe that the people in the military are doing the right thing. The soldiers need to be supported.
Because it's the right thing to do
with
what you were told, no matter what you're told.
I guess.
It's ridiculous.
Well, whatever the reason is I'm just trying to point out what's true, not what you may or may not agree with.
I've yet to hear any good reasons to stay with the federal government. I mean, they're not protecting you. I understand that's what Barack Obama and George Bush have said. In fact, I think Obama said it the other night on the debate, is that it's his number one job as president to protect the American people. Gardner Goldsmith called him out on that, on the Liberty Conspiracy. That's nonsense. His number one job as commander-in-chief is to uphold and protect the Constitution from all threats, foreign and domestic.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not to protect the American people. In fact, the government has no obligation to protect you. Their Supreme Court has determined as much in many, many different cases. William's in Dallas, listening online. William, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, the other night you were talking about the guy who went to jail for drawing child porn or child pictures of children doing pornographic things.
We don't know if
he downloaded them.
Yeah, we don't know if he drew the pictures. We know that his wife found them in a folder on his computer. So there's not even any proof that he downloaded them, but he did plead guilty to the supposed crime.
Yeah, my bad. That's right. So anyway, you had some lady call in that was like, I've got a master's degree and I know everything.
I wanted to do is I went online and I was going to try to find some way to get a fake degree. You know, I got a PhD that says Ian and Mark, and then it's in whatever we're talking about now, and from authoritarian figure university.
Yeah.
And I tried to get that done, but it just seemed like too much work.
So what about it, William?
Her claim was that if the guy looks at those cartoons, which, those are kind of common, but anyway, that, he or anybody that looks at child porn is obviously planning on doing it and they're going to do it and all that, therefore.
You mean, when you say do it, you mean actually molest a child?
Yeah, that's what I mean, yes.
Yeah. And what her claim seemed to be was that if you have this proclivity towards pedophilia, that the looking at pictures like this would set you off, essentially.
Well, yeah, I'll say this, and I'm happily married, and I'm faithful to my wife, and we've been married for 10 or 12 years. I mean, anyway, I hope she ain't listening. But anyway, I've been, okay, the whole time I've been looking at porn, and not once have I ever been with another woman or the three women or whatever. Mm. I don't know how that proved. And that woman's theory is that if I've been looking at porn, then I'm going to exercise all those fantasies that I've seen, you know?
Yeah, and this is one of the things, you know, that you think of so many things you could have said because there's only one thing that can come out of your mouth at a given time. But that's really it. Is you know, what I am a practicing heterosexual. I have no problem with that. And when I look at porn, I generally look at porn with younger women. But you don't see me running off and, you know, abducting younger women against their will.
Nor do I see you going and sneaking off, you know, trying to meet younger women or anything like that.
Yeah, another thing could be said, like, you know, when you watch football, like pro football, or you watch extreme sports and all that, and you know, some people are kind of obsessed with it. A lot of people sit with their fat butt on their couch and don't do any of those things. You know, they might watch MMA fighting and all that stuff. You know, we watch MMA fighting. We watch boxers. They're very violent.
William, thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you, sir. 855-450-FREE. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. By the way, Dave in Montana had mentioned he had not seen the third-party presidential debates. Those actually started at 8 p.m. Central, not Eastern. So it started at 9 o'clock Eastern tonight. I don't know at what time they are expected to wrap up.
About 10:30, I think.
You might actually be able to tune into it after Free Talk Live. The website that will allow you to do so is freeandequal.org. That's freeandequal.org.
We sponsored the event. We're very excited about that, yeah.
Pretty cool. And there are people that are tweeting about it as we speak on the Now That's a Debate Twitter feed. That's the Twitter name is Now That's a Debate. And I hope it's gone well. I you know, obviously we've been on the air the whole time, so we haven't been privy to.
Yeah, I'm interested in the highlights. You know, I mean, maybe I'll see the whole thing, but I'm certainly interested in the highlights.
No doubt about it. So we will, of course, return. Lots to talk about that we didn't get to tonight, including one of the things I did want to throw out there in that conversation we were having earlier about the police and them shooting some naked people is that dogs are generally not going to point a gun at you. And in this case, there's another example of the police shooting at dogs and killing dogs. Alternet is reporting. This time it's three dogs on one piece of property. They chased them down and shot them. They shot another dog while it was in its pen inside a fenced-in zone. We can tell you more about it tomorrow night. It's been Ian here with you.
Johnny Ray.
And Mark.
Back tomorrow online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Got vampires, zombies ruining the neighborhood. From weapons expert Larry Correa, a new installment in the New York Times best-selling Monster Hunter series, Monster Hunter Legion. Publishers Weekly says, this lighthearted testosterone soap sequel to 2009's Monster Hunter International will delight fans of action horror with elaborate weaponry, hand-to-hand combat, disgusting monsters, and an endless stream of blood and body parts. Monster Hunter Legion, on sale now wherever books are sold.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit WeUseCoins.com.
There's a guy named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why is this country spending more money on healthcare, by far, and ranking 50th in health and longevity worldwide? Doc believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attaining optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic pharmaceutical drugs that lead to side effects that require more expensive and toxic pharmaceutical drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies to our own destruction, no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our health and healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare, and I've joined forces with him to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit brightsideben.com and listen to Doc Wallach's deadly recipe lectures. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join our Brightside Ben team. Go to brightsideben.com. That's www.brightsideben.com.